The program for Monday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It's really nice to have you as we get started this Monday morning. Robert Ingersoll was an atheist, an infidel who lived in the last century. He's pretty well known back then. Well, the story goes about Robert Ingersoll visiting the New York Planetarium one time. He wanted to see the new model of the solar system that had been set up there. A scale of the sun with all of the planets moving in orbit around it was suspended from the ceiling. When Ingersoll entered the room and he saw the display, he became very excited and he exclaimed, "Oh, this is beautiful. Who made it?" Well, the head of the planetarium happened to be a theist, and he was escorting Ingersoll around, and he said, "No one made it. It just happened. It just appeared one day here, by chance." Reportedly, Ingersoll laughed because he could see for the first time how absurd it was in attributing the universe to chance. Just as chance is a non-answer to the origin of the model of the solar system, it's even more of a non-answer when applied to the origin of the universe itself. Yes, we read the words of Paul in Romans 1, verse 20. "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse." As Paul develops this thought here, the Gentile heathen world was without excuse in worshiping idols because everything points to God's eternal power. We see it in nature all about us. Even as the 19th Psalm says, verse 1, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." And we only have to go back to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, and we read, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Everything points to God, and as Paul says, man is without excuse in not recognizing this higher power and intelligence. God is. We see evidence of God in nature all about us. Someone has said that the universe itself is a big advertising poster saying God. God is. Yes, the reality of God is very evident in our world about us. We only have to have eyes to see it, and we will be much aware that supreme power and intelligence is all about us. We want to be thinking about the reality of God this week, and we'll resume that thought tomorrow. And I thank you for listening today.